The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we have a very short gospel passage, which means the priest should not give a long homily. So you're safe. We all have to admit that we Christians have always faced the challenge, or have always had the problem of how to tell the world who we are. At some periods in history, and still in some places in the world, uniforms have played a very important role in announcing our identity to the world. The quest for uniforms, habits, badges, banners designed to distinguish believers from non-believers does indeed have its place in the celebration of who we are. We are symbolic beings who need to express our faith in symbolic forms. Even Jesus wrestled with the question of how to distinguish his own followers from the non-believers around them. But his prescription goes much farther than external habits and uniforms. For Jesus, the essential mark of distinction between Christians and non-Christians is not in the way we dress, but in the way we live. And that is why, as we see in today's gospel passage, he says, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you also must love one another." In other words, love is our Christian identity. Love is our Christian uniform. Love is our Christian habit. If we are wearing this habit, we are in. If we are not wearing this habit, then we are out. And that is why Jesus wants the world to recognize us as Christians. And that is also why we need to evangelize and witness to people around us. But evangelization and witnessing has less to do with how fluently we speak, but more to do with how faithfully we live. As we can see, in the evangelization of a lot of countries, many religious groups came earlier and focused on making converts. Others came later and focused on service to the people, providing needed Medicare and integral education. And the result is clear. The latter groups succeeded where the former groups failed. And this clearly reminds us that words are only a very small part of our witnessing for Christ. Just as St. Francis of Assisi told his friars, preach the gospel at all times and use words if necessary. There is a little true story. One time, the great Mahatma Gandhi was asked about his view of Christianity. What he said could show us what probably is keeping two-thirds of the world away from the good news of Christianity. He said, I have a great respect for Christianity. I often read the Sermon on the Mount and have gained much from it. And I know of no one who has done more for humanity than Jesus. In fact, there is nothing wrong with Christianity. But the trouble is with you Christians. You do not begin to live up to your own teachings. Very scary, very alarming, and at times, very true. So today's readings, particularly today's gospel passage, reminds us that the greatest homage we can pay to the Christian faith is to live in such a way that through each one of us, people begin to have a glimpse of the unbounded and unconditional love that God has shown us in Christ. So let us today pray to our risen Christ to give us the grace and courage to always put his commandment of love as the foundation of our lives.